Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Alba. Now, Alba is the current president of Student MedAid. Now, Student MedAid is a student-led charity in society which collects unused, unwanted, or out-of-date, but viable medical resources from hospitals, organizations, and members of the public from within Edinburgh and more recently throughout the UK. So Alba, I just want to start this podcast off like I always do by saying a big thank you for being with me here today.
No, thank you so much for having us here today. We're very excited, so thank you so much.
Yeah, no, of course.
Many thanks for introducing me. So hi, Hi, everybody. My name is Alba, and as Avery rightly introduced me, I'm the president of Student MedAid. So we're currently based in Edinburgh. We're a student-led society that, as you said, collects wanted and out-of-date medical equipment. So at the moment, we were previously based in Edinburgh, but we've currently spread throughout the UK. And then we redistributed to under-resourced medical institutions abroad. It was before COVID through medical students and electives, but at the moment is more based on humanitarian health workers or other NGOs. So we focus on kind of decreasing waste, especially in the NHS, so the National Health Health Service in the UK, but also kind of looking at the long-term impacts of this and kind of reducing worldwide like health inequalities and raising awareness of other important issues. We're primarily composed of medical students, but our committee is now grown to house like it's much more interdisciplinary and much more kind of cohesive and integrated in the local community.
So I love what Student MedAid is doing. I mean, they're especially now, even, you know, not post pandemic, but during the pandemic, there is a large misuse of medical equipment, especially, you know, single use masks. Like there is the next generation of environmental disasters based on this. And again, it was an unwanted, you know, outcome of it. But what I would like to just kind of delve into is, you know, why did Student MedAid get formed? Why did you get involved? And why is this related to being a social impactor in the world?
Sure. Well, I think as you rightly said, with COVID, this was kind of an impending environmental disaster we're facing. But always in the health service, I mean, the NHS is already doing great leaps and in increasing sustainability, but our work shows there's more to be done. So at the moment, we kind of collect equipment that can still be viable and still be used. And this group was formed in 2008 by a group of kind of students that when you come into a profession and you kind of see it for the first time, I don't know, as a student, you can identify many problems and many gaps in kind of the knowledge. And since then, we've kind of grown from strength to strength. I've lost my trail of thought here. But no, I think it's very important on how it integrates with everything. I think we're not only trying to focus on the environmental aspect, but also the human aspect. And as kind of social impactors, I think the message we're trying to get across is that anybody can do their bit. And if you see a problem, you should do something to fix it. So in Student MedAid, that's why we're not only collecting now unwanted medical equipment, we're also kind of going a bit more into collecting medical like medical books and trying to be a bit more like educational. And also not only educational, abroad, but also to our own members and things like that. So I think it very much plays into that whole aspect of how you relate to your local community, but also nationally, and also, of course, internationally. And I think in the age of COVID, this kind of multidisciplinary approach and teamwork is like very essential.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, it's nice to see that you're having that interdisciplinary groups, you know, come together, everyone from every different angle, because one thing that you said is correct is that, you know, going in with a student perspective or just a perspective of not being bogged down by, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of the workplace, you see things that other people don't, right? And so then if you bring in interdisciplinary too, you have even more unique perspectives. So I really do like that. But I just wanted to ask you the second question that we have, because I think this is going to be an interesting conversation. With everything you're doing, how is this then making a positive impact in the community? How is what you're doing with Student MedAid and, you know, looking at the human aspect and the environmental aspect of medical misuse, how are you making a positive impact?
Sure. Well, firstly, I think we're definitely doing our bit to reduce waste. At first, I was in Edinburgh, and you could virtually see the number of boxes and equipment we've stopped from going to landfills. And also then going abroad, so we keep a close contact with the charities that we donate to. And we're increasingly trying to be a bit more proactive and kind of outreach to those communities as well. So it's lovely to see the impact we're having there as well. And like lovely to see that some hospitals, for example, are able to function with some of our equipment. And I think beyond kind of the main thing that we do, like reducing waste, kind of redistributing it abroad, also kind of has the impact we're having here on staff and local NHS guidelines and how our work can be used for a greater purpose there. I think overall you can also see the impact we're having. I don't know, one of the main things about MedAid, I think for me especially, is the fact that you're surrounded by like-minded people that, and you feel like you are making a difference and you feel empowered and ready to make a change. So I think that's sometimes very important, especially with social impactors. Sometimes you feel very alone and you feel like you're doing your best and no change is happening. But I think when you have a group like this that's determined to make a difference, you do build yourselves like together up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you have to. The closest five people that you associate yourself with, that's who you become, right? That's who you are. That's who what amplifies you. So you really do have to be around that. So I agree with you. The social impact, or really the building a positive impact in the world, it can be lonely sometimes, but that purposeful action is what amplifies, and it does make ripples around the world. So I really do think what you're doing with Student MedAid, and just in general, you as a social impactor, I think you really are making strides in the world.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So
that's very kind.
Yeah, no, of course, it's true. You have to call it out, right? And so the third question I'm curious about, because Student MedAid, you work with nonprofits, you work in the charitable space, and what you're doing really is a positive action. But with the perspective of business, I want to jump into that. So do you believe social impact, this idea or this action, do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Well, coming from kind of a charity and student society perspective, and obviously as a student, I think like the answer is a definite yes. At the end of the day, if you're having a business in that society, you want that society to be a place where people can be happy, people can prosper. You don't want kind of the long-term effects. I think when you look at the long-term, definitely, yes, you want business to be integrated and actually something that we should all be doing. If we're demanding individuals to also kind of have a look at how they live their lives and the changes they're having and the impact they're having on the world, we should also demand that on our businesses. And I think in that sense, if you as a business and as a company, you're having a positive impact in your local community and in like internationally, I think that can really be felt. So the same way as kind of we're viewing our actions is as a charity, kind of every little bit counts. So definitely, yes, I think it's very important.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the backbone of business really should be impact, should be the sole purpose of it. But what I do like about business as well is it can be an amplifier of impact, right? Business is a catalyst. It can really drive these conversations and these unique changes in the world that that we really need right now.
No, exactly. Even coming from kind of our point of view of medical waste, one of its main aspects of it is also, of course, economically. Economically, the amounts of waste that is being generated, kind of what is going to waste and why are we still purchasing it? And also kind of the amount of energy and money it takes to remove it from the environment. And obviously, I think also the long-term impacts, like economic impacts it may have on people's health. So both kind of the decrease and just like worldwide health inequalities and how can that can benefit people, but also on the other hand, like the amount of waste and kind of climate change, how that can also be an economic burden on a country and kind of the world overall.
Yeah, yeah. So last question I have for you really is just kind of delving into everything we talked about, right? We've talked about, you know, Student MedAid and the incredible work that you're doing, not just domestically, but internationally. But now I want to jump into you and your advice as a social impactor. So what would that advice be for others listening today to build their own impact in the world?
Sure. Well, firstly, I would start by saying, I don't know, it's very cheesy, but I would say believe in yourself and your values and your ideas. I think it's very easy in kind of this world. You keep getting bombarded with all these different ideas, but if you do think something should be done and you see something is wrong and you want to change it, then like go for it and have the confidence to do so. It only takes one person to kind of make a difference. And I do think with MedAid, you can see that, like, it was only a small society and now it's grown so much, but only really because people believe in the idea. And I think that's really important. Also, I would say be critical. I don't know, sometimes we're very spoon-fed, and I think it's important when you come across everything to have a thorough think about it and how it relates not only to you but your local community and kind of the world and the long-term impact. So what kind of society do you want to live in, and where do you want your children to be as well? So kind of, I think that's all. And also the important thing about how, you know, you need to surround yourself with the right people to be able to create an impact, and people who also, like, coming back to my first point, but also believe in you and support you and trust in you. So I think overall a very holistic approach, I would say, to kind of social impact.
So just to kind of encapsulate everything then, where can people find more information on what you're doing, you know, connect with you personally or with Student MedAid? Where can people find more information on the incredible work that you're doing?
Sure. So for Student MedAid, please do find us. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. I think we've also recently even created LinkedIn at this point. So always you can find us, the Student MedAid. We're currently also found under the University of Edinburgh's societies, and hopefully in the future you'll find us in some more universities. And yeah, that's about it. And very Perfect. Happy to be contacted individually as well.
Awesome. So Alba, I just want to end this podcast today by saying a big thank you again for being with me here today. And I wish you all the best with what you're doing with Student MedAid and just in your future careers as well.
Thank you so much for having me and Student MedAid on the podcast. It's an honor. And I don't think we quite realized the positive impact we were having and how much we were reaching until you invited us to come on and speak today. So thank you.